Junction number one. Now this little place has everything. All the cats there just jump and sing. All the cats in the house,
all the cats in the house,
dance all night,
dance all night,
till the broad daylight,
till the broad daylight.
They dance on junction number one. Junction number one. Now this little place has everything. All the cats there just jump and sing. All the cats in the house,
all the cats in the house,
dance all night,
they dance all night,
till the broad daylight,
till the broad daylight.
They dance on junction number one. Junction number one.
Turn. He's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This is a public service announcement of the Doomsday Crew here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, that does half of that hour. Just heard a band called the Night Rockers do Junction Number One, a track originally released in the Arco label in 1966. I got off the compilation Yeah Yeah Yeah, another compilation that was on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. Well, that the Fearsome Five did It's All Right. I got off the compilation Hipsville Volume 2. It was originally released in their own Fearsome label, 1966. Hipsville Volume 2 was on the Cramden label, and all the great songs crammed in. Probably an answer to Norton. Well, that's a superstar. Gary Usher and Bruce Johnston, I believe, did Cheater Slicks off a compilation, Shut Down. Came out in 1963 on Capitol. Before that, Cilla Black kicked off the set with Work as a Four-Letter Word. I got off the compilation, Reflections, 22 Brit Girl Classics from the 60s. Came out in 2001 on RPM. It was originally released on the Parlophone label in 1968. Get back into it. Coming up, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
I really tried to warn you. Christ's sake.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. To a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, once, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time. Feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours.
Colleen Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:23 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, for God's sakes. Let me explain away this first set of the second hour. Just heard Roxy Music from the Country Life LP. And there's a story in this. Not just the song, but anyway, I was prompted to do the song because there was a thread from a lesson of, well, Darlene Lacey mentioning Roxy Music a couple of times. And I thought about the desert and all that stuff. I mean, this has been like an earworm all week. So I decided to break out my copy of Country Life and play Prairie Rose from 1974. Anyway, the story in this was one time we were at a friend's house. This was back when the record first came out. And the original pressing had the two women on the front, one covering her breasts with her hands, the other one with a see-through bra, see-through underwear, has her hand on her head, and the other one grabbing her midsection. And we're listening to records one day over a friend's house, and a friend brought his copy of Country Life over. And for whatever reason, I can't remember, but the friend's mother came in and said we wouldn't have pornography in the house, and she ripped the cover in half. The thing sealed was worth $500 today. Like, you get it for $4.99. You could get it for $4.99 at Leechmere. A friend of mine had the presence. Another friend of mine had the presence of mind to buy two copies, one to play, and one, as far as I know, 43 years later, is still sealed. And that's my Country Life story. And yes, I've seen them twice in concert too. Not many people can say that in the United States. But Roxy Music, Prairie Rose from the Country Life LP, came out in 1974 on ATCO. Before that, the Crawdaddies, Channeling the Velvet Underground, and There She Goes Again from the Be a Caveman compilation, came out in 2000 on Vox, originally released on the Vox label in 1980. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows, Eric Burden and War, the band he stole from Deacon Jones, and Spill the Wine, 1970 on MGM. And we kicked it off with a band called The Avengers, one of many bands called The Avengers throughout the years. And I Told You So, originally released on the Starburst label in 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1, the CD version. Why don't we get back in with this 35 minutes left? There'll be one more talk break. So I'll be, really torturing your eardrums one more time before we get to the end of the show. These are the Desperate Hours.
Bird. Oh Lord, you know I can't fly. finished building a fire in the rain. I'm just building a fire in the rain. You know I'm building, Lord, a fire in
the rain. Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Beware, for black light seeks you everywhere.